Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how you doing? Welcome to the Father's Last Call. This is a new program my brother and I has been working on, and we finally got it going. So I just want to welcome you to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. And my name is Brother Rudolph Bay Israel.
And I'm our brother Adair Bay Israel.
And we're catering to our nation, which is Afro-Americans, Native Americans, and Latino Americans, we want to call it Latino. So what we're doing is looking for our brethren, gathering. Well, the name of our title for today is The Gathering. The Gathering. What do that mean to you, The Gathering? Well, let me just start you off with a scripture, what Messiah said, what this gathering is, and that's at Matthew 6:8. It says, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, and freely ye receive, freely you give.
Exactly. And that's what he's saying is, he was telling the disciples, go to the lost sheep and continue my work. That's what Messiah was saying to the disciples. And that's what me and this brother Rudolph is doing today. We are continuing Messiah's work.
Yes. So, and this is why we do this work. We do this work because, you know, this is what light brethren is called to do. And that's what we are, light brethren. And we're called to do a special work for the Heavenly Forefather and Messiah. And this is part of our work. Now, we also, as we're doing this work, we're fishing for men, fishing for our light brother that's out there that don't actually know who they are. So we want to help them to find them and let them know who they are and let them know that they are of the Heavenly Father's chosen seed. We are part of this chosen seed that, you know, that is belongs to the Heavenly Forefather and Messiah. So we want to help them, bring them back, help them to see who they are, and give them the information that they need to join us. And again, we have several ministries that I would want to I would like to talk about. We have a minister in the Upper Room, lowercase PPEROOM, Israelite.com. We have several different links that you can go in our Upper Room, see the different ministries we have. We have a food ministry, a prayer ministry. We have a fishing for men ministry. So we have several different ministries that you can go to. And
also, pardon me, brother, also on that particular website, my brother has news links of things going on around the nation, and also videos. And he has another individual on the videos. This guy that speaks about the itch, and he gives breaks down details about those particular people that's imitating us. And it's all types of information on there. So additional to the ministries that my brother is talking about. So go ahead, brother.
Yeah, so, you know, so we do have several ministries. So, like I said, we're fishing for men. So if there's anybody out there that can hear us out and, you know, feel as though it's something in them that they should be doing that's greater, we do have a phone where you can give us a call on. And our number is 845-241-9966. Again, 845-241-9966. So, yeah, so we're looking for those light brothers that may join us, and we can help them to get a good understanding of what's taking place within themselves and what's taking place outside in the world, because we see a lot of things going on. We got a real big election that's about to come up. And our nation, it seems though, our nation get caught up in election and electing different officials, whereas when you're in the light, the Heavenly Father shows you that we should not be electing anybody outside of our nation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Oh, go ahead, brother.
So, you know, when we do this, we see the results. We see how the Heavenly Father allows certain things to happen to show us the things that we're doing wrong.
Right.
You see?
Right.
We elect these officials that's outside our nation, and yet, look what happened. A brother still gets shot in the back seven times and crippled because we do not listen to what the Heavenly Father is telling us. So then we get these incidents, and this is why we're here. We're here to fish for our nation, to bring them back to the Heavenly Father so they can get an understanding of who they are, what they are, and where they go.
Exactly. So like the brother said, you know, you're electing officials into a position that they have no desire or interest in assisting us in the affliction and oppression, in the poverty that we live in, Israelites, every day. You know, also the slaughtering of our people, they have no interest in that. I was watching on, I had a glimpse of the 9/11 ceremony, and the guy got up there talking about, it was no way we were not going to have a ceremony and not say their names. But they slaughter our people and refuse to say the names of the people of our nation who they slaughter. So you're going to get what you put in. And when you put in Gentiles to intercede over us, like my brother said, you're going to get what you elect.
Right, brother. And this is what the Heavenly Father is letting us observe. It should be teaching us a lesson.
Right.
It should be teaching us a valuable lesson, you see. And this is the importance of us fishing for men, coming, bringing you back to the Heavenly Father so that we can learn these lessons, but yet better ourselves to get ourselves out of the situations that we're in. But the only way we can do that is by listening and serving the Heavenly Forefather and Messiah. We will only be able to get out of these situations once we learn how to do that. Now, if we don't, if we continue to go down this road, do you think the other nations is going to stop and make it better for you? Think by you voting for them, they're going to say, okay, you voted for us, we're going to make it better. This is why they call politicians officials. This is what politicians do. They lie. They tell you everything that you want to hear until they get in there.
Right.
Now, once they get in there, what happens? Nothing. Yeah. Matter of fact, things seem to get worse.
Right. And their main goal is to try to oppress the memory of Messiah anyway. Mm-hmm. They don't want the knowledge and memory of him to be taught amongst the people, especially us anyway. So why would we expect them to teach us in righteousness when all they have given us is wickedness and oppression and the destruction of our people? So we need to know what we're dealing with. I hope most brothers and sisters that hear our voice understand that they are Israelites and that we are in the last times and hours of the great. Like my brother is bringing out here, we are continuing to fish for men, brother and sister, because we know our children is already going to be gathered. So we need to make sure that we are doing our deeds and work that we may assist all other light brothers and sisters who's gathering at all four corners of the earth.
Right. And when we're doing this gathering, you see, the gathering that the Heavenly Father Messiah having us to do by doing this ministry, see, we get protection from them. We get protection from the Heavenly Father and Messiah. You know, and I like what it says in Romans 8:31. It says, what shall we then say to those things? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Exactly.
You see? Who can be against us? Because it helps us to see that we cannot lose with the Heavenly Father and Messiah. These nations cannot conquer us and do these things to us the way they do us, the way they treat us, the way they talk about us. They can't continue to do these things if we have the Heavenly Father and Messiah's protection.
Exactly. Just like you said, when he is for us, who can be against us? And I hope, brothers and sisters, see in these last hours and days that the eternal Heavenly Father is with us. And he is showing us through our works and our deeds that we are truly his children. So I hope you, brothers and sisters, hear these words me and my brother saying today, to come back to the eternal Heavenly Father. Because without the eternal Heavenly Father, we are truly, truly lost.
Yes. So again, if it's anybody out there and they hearing what we're saying, they can converse and feel as though they can relate to what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call and let us help you to put you on that road that you're looking for, to help you to get with us on this boat that we're rowing down, trying to help gather our light brothers and sisters. Again, our phone number is 845-241-9966. Again, 845-241-9966. And I would like to say this too. When you start to come closer to the Heavenly Divine, Heavenly Forefather, Messiah, not only do you get blessings, but you get blessings. We read things that blesses our soul to the point where as though we hear it and we say, wow, it blows our mind because the blessings are so great. And not that I'm saying just to serve the Heavenly Forefather for the things that he's going to give us. You can't do that, but you got to serve the Heavenly Forefather out of love for the things that he already said he's going to do for us and already said he's going to give us. And this is the type of brothers that we're looking for. Native Americans, African Americans, Latinos, which is the 12 tribes of Israel, which nobody talks about, which the other nations try to hide us, put us down, treat us horrible. You see, they don't want us to know who we are.
Exactly. So my brother, but particularly when he say Israelites, we are the type of brothers that talk about uncommon things, questions that you may have that nobody else can answer. You know, when you read the Bible, it helps you with some information, but sometimes we have questions that nobody can answer, or precepts in scripture that nobody can answer. So that's where we come in. And we can answer certain questions that just is not being taught in our churches or around certain people that gives us doctrine. Answer questions like that. So if you have that unction that is pulling you to unusual doctrine, unusual experiences, that's the type of ministry that we're advocating here, because it's not normal, it's different, but it's unique. It's how can I say this? So, okay, it's like when Messiah talked to the disciples, he talked to them openly.
Mm-hmm.
But to the masses, he talked to them in parables. So we're the individuals that he talked to openly. So that's the we type of people we're looking for.
Right. And that's what I like Messiah when he said at Matthew 4:19. He said, then he said to them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men.
Beautiful.
You see? And this is what we're doing. You get, you know, Messiah said, he said that for a reason. And this is why we having this ministry right now. We are fishing for men. Not just any man, but our nation.
Right.
We're fishing for men that have something, that know they special,
right,
but don't know exactly who they are,
right?
You see, and we looking for lively stone like brethren.
Beautiful.
That can produce fruit, feed us, and we can feed them, you see, and doing this, you know, you're doing a privilege. This is a platform. The Heavenly Father has given us a platform to speak about these things. So as light brethren, we thank the Heavenly Eternal Father for giving us this platform, and Messiah for giving us this platform to look for our brethren. It brings more joy to us, you see, this is what you're going to start taking on, the joy, seeing the joy that it brings by fishing for men, doing exactly what Messiah leads us and tell us to do, you see? And what a great feeling. I can't tell you how I feel after knowing that I'm doing the will of my Heavenly Father. Man, I'm talking about the real eternal Heavenly Father. I'm not talking this other God's destination stuff. I'm talking about the true divine Heavenly Forefather of the universe, you see. And this is where we get our information. This is where we get all the things that we know through Him and Messiah. And it's a privilege. It is a privilege that we can do this. So, brothers, what I say again, I like to say again, if anybody out there, they can hear us and listen to us, you can please give us a call at 845-241-9966. If there's anybody out there that can hear this message that we're conversing with you.
Right. Now, I'm going to get the precept about light brethren, a nation being born within the nation in one day. So we're going to go to Isaiah 66. And we're going to start at verse 8. That's Isaiah 66, verse 8. And it says, who have heard of such a thing? Who have seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? And that's what Messiah said. Messiah said when he came down, he brought light brethren with him. So that's what it's saying. How could a whole nation be born in one day? It says, for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the eternal Heavenly Father? Shall I cause to bring forth and shed the womb, saith the eternal Heavenly Father? So what he's saying is, when I speak it, it shall be done. Even though the nation knows not. You know that eternal Father say, I have done this thing. We have been born in one day. So that is a blessing to know that we are those particular spirits that the eternal Heavenly Father is talking about.
And he's talking about at Revelations 2:17, the hidden manna. You see, that hidden manna that Light Brother's always talking about, that's always that we speak this light language that even our own nation don't understand us. Even the people that we speak to say, oh, man, you kooky. What are you talking about? Right. You see? Just that they don't know about the hidden manna.
Right, right. And Psalm 78 also talk about the hidden manna. You go to Psalm 78, 24, and it says, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. It said, man did eat angels' food. So I'm saying, sent to them meat to fill. So, you know, the manna that he talking about is manna that is, that's the openly that Messiah was talking to the disciples. That's the openly language of the angels that he was talking to them openly, not the the language of the for the common people.
Right. You see, and that's the beautiful thing about the hidden manna. See, when you know this hidden manna, you see, you know that the Heavenly Father Messiah has given this to you.
Exactly.
Nobody can take that away from that. You see, because now you're coming into the light. See, the light is like nothing else. It's like nothing else.
Right.
You see, it's its own entity within an entity. You see, if you can understand what I'm saying, the light is all different from everything else. And it'll constantly show you that, you know.
Yes, it will confirm itself.
Right. It confirms itself. And like Messiah always tells us, know thyself.
Right.
Know thyself.
Right.
And knowing thyself, it confirms who you are. Matter of fact, not only do it confirms who you are, but when you converse with your light brother, the light converse and confirms who he is.
Exactly.
And it's constantly, right. It's on a constantly basis where it's constantly saying to you almost, oh, he's a light brother. I'm a light brother. He's a light brother. I'm a light brother.
Right.
See, we speak a language. It's a language that we speak. And if you're not speaking that language of light, we're going to know.
Right.
Right, and that's why we. This is why we ministered. We ministered to fish for men, help that individual brother, sister, to understand who they are, to understand where they're going, what they're going to be doing. We, the Heavenly Father, has given us these answers. And if you somebody that want to know these answers, or feel as though it's something calling you to know these answers, give us a call. Our number, again, is 845-241-9966.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, if you go to 1 John 2:19, it say, they went out from us. Now, this talking to light brethren versus the commoners. It say, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would not doubt. They would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. See, that's talking about light brother 20. They say, but ye have an unction for the Holy One, and ye know all things. 22. I have not written unto you because you know not. So saying, light brother, we already know the light. But he just confirming it by the manifestation of the things that we do. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. So like you said, the truth will manifest and show if he or she is of the light. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what my brother was just saying.
Right. And that was beautiful, brother. I love how you put that together. That was beautiful. And you see, and this is what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about another whole entity of light that most people don't even know about.
Exactly.
Right. So it reminds me of this, brother. It seems like this to me in my mind. You know, it plays out that it's you, me, and I love and us other light brothers. I see us in this big raft, a long raft, going down this raft. We're in this big, long sea. We're in the ocean, and we got our oars, and we're pedaling. But as we're pedaling down this ocean, we're trying to, we're seeing people in the ocean drowning, mm-hmm. which is our nation.
Right.
And we're trying to throw a raft. Come on in.
Right.
Let me help you get in the boat so you can help us row. We can get you to the kingdom. You see, that's the Heavenly Father Messiah's going to bring. So, you know, and we keep rowing. And some people get in the boat, and they'll row with us for a little bit, and then they say, oh, no, I'm going to jump out of the boat. And they jump right back in the sea,
right.
You see, and drown.
Right.
You see, but we're trying to prevent that. We're trying to give you light wisdom. Messiah said, once you drink of this water,
right.
you should never thirst
right.
again.
Right.
You know, that, and that way you will never even think about jumping out the raft
exactly.
or jumping. You're going to continue to rope because there's nowhere else for light brother to go
exactly.
but to the kingdom.
Exactly.
You see, this is why the Heavenly Father Messiah has given us this platform to roll into the kingdom, to find our light brethren.
Exactly. To gather them.
To gather them. You got it, brother, to gather them. So if you feel as though you would like to be gathered with us, and join us. We have, like I said, we have several different ministries where you can store for yourself and join us in this gathering to help us find the rest of our light brothers. Feel free to call us. Again, we have open lines. If there's anybody out here listening to us, our number is 845-241-9966. I mean, the Heavenly Father is giving us the opportunity. You know what I noticed, brother dear, about our nation?
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, the Heavenly Father give us all this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But our nation seems to want to wait to the last minute.
Right.
When it is
right.
almost too late.
Right. Right.
And you know, it reminds me of a scripture. And this, I believe that, let me get that scripture that it reminds me of. Yeah, here it is. I believe it's hold on. Let me get this scripture. Okay, yeah, Matthew 24:37-39. It says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in those days that were before the flood, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were given into marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man shall be. So Messiah telling us, he warning us, you know, that we will be doing these things. So are we paying attention to what Messiah is warning us not to do and waiting for the last minute? And then the flood come, and then here come Messiah,
right.
You know,
right.
and now we want to try to jump on,
right.
But it's too late.
It's too late.
And this is why we are messaging. This is why we are ministering to our brothers, of Israelites, African Americans, Native Americans, Latinos, so they don't get caught up in this world. It's too late.
Right.
You
because
see?
What my brother's saying is this. Now, Messiah said, well, in the Shepherds of Hermes, we read all different types of
pseudepigraphic
books.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Shepherds of Hermes, it said, my people will stay asleep in luxury. If I do not bring destruction, they shall stay asleep forever. And that's really what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our nation is occupied by technology,
mm-hmm.
cars,
mm-hmm.
family, homes, jobs, relationships, money, so forth and so forth. They stuck in this luxury. But that's why my brother is so adamant about telling you that you need to wake up now. Because if not, when he brings destruction, you know, it's going to be consequences
mm-hmm.
for not waking up. Even now in this pandemic,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got people still partying, and they don't even see that this reality is coming to an end. They just partying, enjoying themselves, enjoying life,
mm-hmm.
only got one life to live.
Mm-hmm.
They do not know that this earth is not for Israelites to come down here and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you come down here, you have a mission, and it's been decreed that you must achieve that mission. So I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
so you need to be down here trying to. I think I forgot which chapter this in the Pseudepigrapha book. It said that Asclepius, when it say that
mm-hmm.
men will forget about their souls and their desires to be focused on worldly things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we at right now.
And see, and you're right, brother. That was good. That was really good. Because you're right. And see, this is what the archons do. They'll use football. They'll use basketball. They'll get you so caught up on where this player going, how much money this one getting, when this player going to renew his contract. See, they'll get our minds so caught up in these worldly things that takes us away from what we should be doing for the Heavenly Father and Messiah.
Right.
You see,
right.
they get to our minds. You see, you know, and if you can't,
well, let me interrupt for a second.
Go ahead, brother.
This one thing you told me before that I
mm-hmm.
love this story you told,
mm-hmm.
and I think you and Yaakov was talking about this when you said that Kobe Bryant. Now, we don't know where he was at for us with his spirituality
right.
or what he believed, but we know he put a lot of energy in his basketball career
right.
and in his career of his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did he put that much time in storing up for the eternal Heavenly Father? I do not know.
Right.
So I'm going to let you finish up that story.
Well, see, brother, and what the Heavenly Father showed us, that was vain glory.
Right.
You see? You put so much energy into
the world right.
and on top of that. Now, see, this is what it really gets me, is when I look at the documentary on him, right, and I see, like, the people that surrounded him
right.
and the things that he did for
right.
other nations.
Right. Right.
Like, for instance, I was watching that Kobe Bryant thing, and I seen a lot of Chinese and Caucasians, Edomites,
mm-hmm.
that he supported. But what did he do for our nation?
Our nation?
You see? So the Heavenly Father, you know, from what I see, judgment.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
judgment,
right,
because he was focusing on the other nation,
right, the
not even focusing on our nation.
Right.
You see,
right,
maybe if he did focus on our nation, maybe some of these things may not have happened.
Right.
I don't know,
right,
but
right,
it seems that, you know, at least, you know, you could have said, well, Kobe did help our nation.
Right, right, right.
But he did.
And we don't know, 100 for sure,
right,
what all he did for our particular community,
right,
you know, in his neighborhoods. But, and we're not saying where he was at in his walk, in his faith. But what we're saying is he spun a lot of energy. Because I don't want somebody saying, oh, they don't know what Kobe Bryant felt in his heart. So what we're saying is this.
Mm-hmm.
He spun more energy from what we've seen, our opinion, into this reality or this world than he did in the eternal Heavenly Father, storing up and doing deeds for the kingdom of Israel.
Right, brother. So that takes us right back to the subject of our title, the gathering. Back to the gathering. See, and this is why we have in this ministry today, to gather our nation, to get as many of our nation,
right,
to come with us, you see, to get them to see who the Heavenly Forefather is, to see who what Messiah is, to see the things that they're going to bring, to teach them the things that they need to know,
mm-hmm,
to get out of this reality.
Right.
We got to leave this world, man. If we don't leave this world, we'll get stuck in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other pseudo-pigraphal books, we got to do another 6,000 to 12,000-year
right,
cycle.
Right, right. And I know some people, a lot of now, most of Israel, and if you do your own survey, you go to most, any Israelite, most of them, male or female, and you ask them, do they believe in reincarnation, most of them will say no.
Mm-hmm.
Not having no understanding that the same Israelites, and I'm just going to stop at this particular time point to say this, the same Israelites that was at the Mount Sinai with Moses,
mm-hmm,
the same souls and spirits in those fleshly bodies are the same souls and spirits that's here today.
Mm-hmm.
Reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
You need to watch some of my videos as a dear Bay Israel in the upper room or on the website, which is, let me get that. What's that website there, brother?
Yeah, the website is theupperroomisraelite.com.
And it's all lowercase letters, one word.
Mm-hmm.
And go there and watch some of them videos. And you have not just my videos, but Yaiqua's videos, and you have his podcast and also our podcast. So we doing the best, well, I'm going to say we doing what we can to help gather brothers and sisters back to the eternal Heavenly Father, that we may be restored. Because the eternal Heavenly Father said, the more of us be restored, the more of the Gentiles he will wipe off of the land.
Mm-hmm.
So the more of us stay asleep, the more Gentiles stay on our land. You know what I'm saying? Because it's after a while, they're going to all go back to their homeland. But they don't have to go nowhere as long as most of our nation still sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we trying to wake our people up. You know what I'm saying? That's what we trying to do.
Right, brother. We trying to get them to wake up out of this deep sleep. You see, our nation is in a deep sleep right now. A lot of them is in a deep sleep. So the heavenly, this really gets me. So instead of us waking up naturally, you know, get up, and they hear our ministry, no. So they won't wake up. So it takes the Heavenly Forefather and Messiah to do something drastic.
Exactly.
It takes
exactly.
The Heavenly Father got to do it. He
right.
do it out of love
right.
to wake them up. Because if he don't
right.
do it,
right.
they'll constantly keep
stay in luxury.
Right.
He got to take
right.
you out of luxury. Like the book of the Shepherds and Hermits said, long as my people stay in luxury, they shall stay asleep forever.
Right.
But I have to bring destruction to wake them people up. And that's what me and my brethren and all brothers and sisters that's doing the work of the Eternal Heavenly Father, trying to wake up the people for the great gathering. Because as long as they stay in this reality, they're going to stay asleep forever. And that's why the Eternal Heavenly Father said, I had to shorten the time. If not,
Mm-hmm. If not, if he didn't shorten the time for elect like brothers, then there'll be nobody left alive.
Thank you.
Nobody left alive. And it brings us to this too, brother. You see, it brings us to what the Heavenly Father's doing right in front of our eyes,
right.
You know. And like we see right now, the virus is just tipping over.
Mm-hmm.
The virus, you know, and this is just one little thing.
Exactly.
This is one little thing for the things to come. And yet, this has a major effect on the whole world.
Right. Right.
So, when you see these events occur, right, and you constantly see, for instance, you also got homeless people losing their homes,
yes.
You got a lot that. So we seeing these things occur. You would say, okay, then there's got to be something that's taking place,
right.
You know. So
right.
let me listen what these brothers got to say.
Right.
You
right.
see, because these are current events that's happening.
Right.
You see, but the Heavenly Father do it to wake them up.
Right.
You see,
right.
He used these things to wake them up,
and they still sleeping on top of the eternal Heavenly Father doing things to wake them up. You got these wicked reality Gentiles. They doing things to try to keep you asleep, like my brother said, giving you basketball, giving you football, giving you these awesome movies, and I ain't gonna love these movies now. I ain't gonna lie, brother. Now some of these movies they put out, you know, it made you want to watch them. I ain't gonna lie, there's some good movies,
mm-hmm.
but they doing this. They
right.
doing this to keep you asleep.
Right.
I'm gonna still watch the movie though.
Right.
But I ain't sleep, you know.
Right.
What I'm saying? I can watch the movie, but
right.
you know that's what they're doing. They're trying to do these things to keep our people asleep. They know who we are.
Right.
They know who we are, and we the main ones they're putting out. If you look at all these movies coming out, all these black movies coming out,
yeah,
man, they, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But they're telling you a message in the movie too,
right.
that we gonna have superpowers.
Right.
But they bringing all these black movies out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Making us, oh, I gotta watch that. Look, they even brought back our power. You
right.
know, our people love power.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? We want
right.
to know what happened to ghosts.
Right. right. But, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right. You see, and that's the thing. See, the other nations know who we are.
Exactly.
It's us that don't know who we
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
You see, so this is why the Heavenly Father, you know, now, I reiterate it all over again. The Heavenly Father has given us this platform, which is the name of our show, you know, The Gathering. We're trying to gather, you know, our nation back together, gather them to prepare them for what the Heavenly Father is going to bring, you know. And this is why we call our show the Heavenly Father's Last Call, because this is the last call before the Heavenly Father and Messiah bring destruction to these nations. He's crumbling these nations now. You know, Esau's kingdom is crumbling
exactly.
every day.
From every side.
From every side, brother. You can see this nation is continuing to crumble and is only getting worse. So before it get to the where as though it's so bad that we in a predicament, the Heavenly Father is gathering us now.
Right.
Giving us this opportunity to get our lives straight with the Heavenly Father Messiah so we can receive protection from
exactly.
him.
Exactly. If you go to Romans 9,
mm-hmm.
26, he says, and it shall come to pass that in the place where, talking about America,
mm-hmm.
it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the eternal Heavenly Father. And that's in Romans 9, 26. So that's what me and my brother are trying to do. We're trying to gather the people.
Mm-hmm.
That we may be called as people once again, openly, amongst all the nations of the earth. And that's mainly one of the criteria of our calling,
mm-hmm.
to gather the people. This is a very arduous, tedious work.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, we have love for this work.
Mm-hmm.
We have love for it. We love it. I'm saying for myself, I'm going to let my brother say his own self, how much he love it. I love it. He love it. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to do the eternal Heavenly Father's will, which is to gather the children. We love it.
Right. Right, brother. You see, and that's the one thing that the Heavenly Father knew. Before we even came down here, He knew that we would do this work.
Mm-hmm.
We offered to do it.
Yeah,
we actually
right, offered. Right, right,
if you look at the single
right,
figure for book,
right,
we offered.
We volunteered.
We volunteered.
Yeah.
So, okay, the Heavenly Father said you volunteered.
Yeah.
All right, well, go down there and get busy.
Yeah, 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 get busy.
And that's why we're doing this ministry right,
right
now.
Right.
Okay, Heavenly Father, we getting busy.
Right.
You know, we getting busy because we know we see all the, like my brother said, Yikewap said, we see all the timelines
right,
expire.
Right.
We
right,
see this. We
right,
we see the 50 years.
Right.
We see the 400 years
right,
is what that. We seen all these things
exactly,
occur.
Exactly.
You see, so we know that this time is short and it's about
exactly,
to be. Look, the Heavenly Father has an hourglass with sand in it. And he's been turned the hourglass over, and the sand has been running for a long time. Now we're down to the last grains of sand.
Exactly.
And we can see that it ain't going to be long before that rock, before that last little bit of grain drop
exactly,
down.
Exactly.
And then the Heavenly Father will roll his sleeves up, and then he's going to get busy,
that's
real
exactly,
busy.
Like he said, I'm going to come out of my hiding place. And it's going to be on.
Right.
Like my brother said, this is the last, like the parable of Joseph who said Israel before, the 14 years. He said seven fat cows, seven
mm-hmm,
skinny cows,
mm-hmm,
seven fat ears of corn, seven skinny ears of corn. I mean,
mm-hmm,
it's going to happen twice. But the first 7 years, it meant 14 years. The first 7 years, we at the end of those first 7 years of storing up, it'll be at the end of 2020. In 2021, the famine came, and we at what? How many months away from the end of the 2020?
What, 3 months?
You know what I'm saying? So what's going to happen is going to increase tremendously. So I hope y'all hear what we saying.
Right.
You know, if you don't want to hear what we saying, you don't have to hear what we saying. Go somewhere and listen to one of these Israelites somewhere that's trying to gather the brothers and sisters back to the eternal Heavenly Father. So that's the point we're saying. You don't have to listen to us. Listen to somebody of Israel who are telling you about the eternal Heavenly Father and the restoration and restoring of our nation.
Right, and that's the point. And see, this is why it is so important to get an understanding of who we are, you know, the Israelites, you see, which they try to hide from you and us and everybody else. And we hope that today that you enjoyed our episode, and we hope to hear back next week. We'll be doing it again if it's the Heavenly Father's will, if we're still here.
Exactly.
And we're going to be doing this all over again. And again, it's called the Heavenly Father's Last Call. That's the name of our program that we'll be doing every week. And again, we reiterate that you can call us. Our number is 845-241-9966. Or you can reach us at the Upper Room, which is lowercase UPPERROOM, Israelite.com. And like again, we said we have several different links to our website. So we want to thank you for joining us today. And again, my name is Rudolph Bay Israel, and we really appreciate you joining us. And hopefully we'll hear from you next week, or you'll listen to our program next week.
Exactly. And I'm Adir Bay Yisrael, and this is our first show. We had complications last time, but you know, we knew it did, so bear with us.
Right.
You know, bear with us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we just trying to do the Eternal Heavenly Father's will in spirit and in truth and pleasing unto the Eternal Heavenly Father. You know, so we enjoy this. My heart just be pumping joy.
Right.
When I talk about the Eternal Heavenly Father, I didn't want to let y'all know that right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing no games. I'm telling the truth.
Right.
I love it.
So we want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father. And thank our earthly mother for giving us the whereabouts to show like this. And we pray that the Heavenly Father continue to let us do another show next week. And, you know, we thank you in King Messiah's name, giving all praise to him. Well, thank you for watching us and listening to us. And hopefully we'll return next week.
Peace be unto you.
Unto you be peace. Shalom. And we did this time.
Now hold on, bro. Let's see if the minutes
you
up
know how
there.
I know we did it? Because look, Yaquam got it.
He got it?
Let me show you.
Let me say.
Look, it's work.
It was live?
Let me see. Yep, there you go. Hold on. It was live. Yeah. Peace be unto you. Shalom.
Hey, brother, man. You brothers bless my soul.
Hey, Yaquam. That was, it was live?
Yeah.
What? Hey, I
didn't
know it was live.
That was live.
Well, all praise
to the
eternal heavenly Father.
Yeah,
wow.
I told you. That's why I told. I just told it to
him. Man, I didn't know it was live.
Yeah.
I thought we was gonna post it, but thank the eternal heavenly Father.
Thank you, eternal heavenly Father.
Yeah, I'm afraid of you, brothers.
That was
wild.
We went live this time,
yeah.
Brother.
Yes. But Dolph tore it up, didn't he, that wild? But Dolph tore it up, didn't he?
I'm afraid of you, man.
Brother, it was a blessing. That was, oh, brother.
Great God, man. I know. I bet it's a standing ovation in heaven.
Oh, brother.
Standing ovation going on right now. That show was so knocked out, man. That was the craziest, best radio program I've heard in my life.
Wow, bro.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, bro.
That was by far the craziest, blessed program I've ever heard in my life.
Oh,
by
man. Far. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and we just starting. So, brother, there's going to be more to come. That's
Yep.
As y'all keep going, there ain't no way that we can be here for long.
Right. Now,
program is gonna go. It can't stay on the air for number one.
That's like
as y'all grow and y'all get more comfortable with each other, and y'all are gonna be critiquing yourselves. That radio program